Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Punxsutawney Phil and partner Phyllis welcome two baby groundhogs by Maya Yang, The Guardian, March 28th, 2024.
The weather-predicting groundhog Punxsutawney Phil and his partner Phyllis have sprung a surprise nobody saw coming, welcoming two baby groundhogs into the world. In a post on Wednesday, the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club Inner Circle of Pennsylvania announced the news saying, and I quote, "We have babies."
Speaking to CBS, the club's president Tom Dunkel said that the babies were a surprise to everyone. When we went in to feed them their fresh fruits and vegetables, we found Phyllis with two little baby groundhogs. It was very unexpected. We had no idea that she was pregnant.
And now, here is 5 Beats Per Minute and 37 Degrees Fahrenheit, written by David H. Rosen, directed by Danielle Kendler Rhodes, performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, April 1st, 2024.
Cleaning my bristly outer coat, cleaning my dense gray undercoat. Hey, Phyllis! Can you please get my fancy shoes out of the closet?
I found 3 of them, Phil. You're just missing the hind leg.
We live in a 50-foot burrow, Phyllis. It's got to be somewhere.
I know, Phil. I know.
Sorry, dear. I'm nervous about today. I want to look my best. This is the day that we show the world that we can do more than predict the weather once a year.
Oh, I found it. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Phyllis? Is someone out there with you?
You're not going to believe this, love.
What is it, my dear?
You know how I've been feeling nauseous since a few days after we stopped hibernating.
Yes?
Well, I think I know why. How can I put this? Phil, I have a prediction for the next 6 weeks. And it's that we'll be raising some pups.
What?
Well, when I see you in that towel, I want to make a little more ground for our babies with you.
Phyllis, this is amazing, but I got to get to the studio.
Of course. The world needs to hear about our book.
Each day only happens once. Life in America as a groundhog.
For the last 30 years...
31.
For the last 31 years, people have reduced us to some human's bizarre tale of a repeating day. But once we do this interview, the whole world will know about our rich, complicated lives. But Phyllis, we just had babies.
You have to go. We've worked too hard for this. I'll be okay.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Punxsutawney Phil, I love you.
I love you too, Phyllis Phil.
Good luck.
Hello, hello to our viewers at home, and welcome to our live studio audience. We have quite a show for you today. Before we get started, I have some unfortunate news, which is that my co-host, Ellen Bacon, is out sick today. So we're going to have to pull a new host out of the audience. Is there anyone who wants to host today's show with me? Let's go to a break, and when we get back, we'll tell you about our exciting guest. All right, so we'll have all your lines written out. You just have to read them. You just have to read them. Don't worry, all your prompts are written out. Our producer, we're 100 your prompts at a time right before you're supposed to say them, so you don't have to overthink anything. Remember to speak directly into the microphone, get really close to it, and just say the line that's printed on the paper. Okay, we're back on in 3, 2, 1. Welcome back. Apologies for that little hiccup. And Branson here with my co-host.
Great.
We have a great show for you today. Punxsutawney Phil, famous for his weather predictions, is here to tell us about his and his wife's new book, Each Day Only Happens Once, Life in America as the Groundhog. Who are our other guests today?
Jenny McCarthy is here.
Curious to hear what she's been up to. And we have one more guest, don't we, Drew?
Drake, yes. Carrot Top is also here.
Okay, our first guest is on all of our minds on February 2nd, but he and his wife have co-written a brand new book chronicling their lives on the other 364 days of the year. Please welcome to our show, Punxsutawney Phil! Phil, thank you for joining us today.
It's a pleasure, Dan, and please call me Punxsutawney.
Okay, Punxsutawney. Can you tell us a little bit about your name?
Happy to. I'm named after the town of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, which is named after the Lenape words for land of the mosquitoes.
That's not funny.
It's not supposed to be funny.
And is that where you live?
Yes, I live in a small borough with my wife and co-author Phyllis and my two newborn pups.
Two pups? Congratulations. I didn't see anything about them in my notes. When were they born?
This morning.
This morning? Well, congratulations. You must be really committed to getting the word out about this book if you still made it here.
Well, yes. You know, I've been in the public eye since 1886. And for 107 years, people came out to see whether I'd see my shadow, hoping I'd predict an early spring, and it was all in good fun. And then that day in 1993...
Yes, you talk about this in the book, and it's so interesting.
In February of 1993, the movie Groundhog Day was released.
Oh, great movie.
Oh, you liked it, did you? Look, before that movie, we had no problem getting all dressed up and popping out on February 2nd. Put on a show once a year, give the humans what they want, and then get on with our lives. But after that movie come out...
How did it impact you, Punxsutawney?
Well, it became a punchline and an allegory for futility. Something gets repetitive. Everyone says it's like Groundhog Day. But what's a Groundhog's Day actually like?
Tell us.
Well, I wake up, I have breakfast, shower, get dressed, and go to work. My wife does the same thing. Then we get home, eat dinner, talk about our days. You know, it's a simple life. Sometimes we hibernate for 3 months, and our heart rate slows to 5 beats per minute, and our body temperature gets down to 37 degrees. But most days, we just live normal lives. On weekends, we do some foraging, some burrowing. We make little squeaky noises. Same as you, I'm sure.
And that's the point you make in the book, which is that while you're not that different from anyone else, you're more than just...
Have you seen the movie?
What?
Have you ever seen the movie? You know, could you even describe what happens in it?
I don't think you want
to. I won't do it. It hits too close to home. We are so much more than that movie. We have rich, full lives, and that movie reduces them to nothing. You wouldn't ask Mr. Potato Head or someone who's recently had a face transplant to describe the plot of Face Off. You wouldn't ask a pretty woman to describe the plot of Pretty Woman. It's too reductive. You wouldn't ask a mute baby sheep to describe Silence of the Lambs, or Scream, for that matter. Would you ask someone who's been recently shot by a panicking mugger whose soul was on his way to heaven but who returned to Earth to take a pottery class to describe the plot of Ghost? You wouldn't ask someone who is not all that to describe the plot of She's All That. You wouldn't ask someone who is who doesn't believe in flames to describe the plot of what's that movie?
Mrs. Doubtfire?
Mrs. Doubtfire. You wouldn't ask someone who's just killed his captor after she tortured him because he was going to kill off her favorite character in his novel to describe the plot of Misery or any other movie for that matter. You wouldn't ask someone who doesn't like apples to describe the plot of Good Will Hunting. You wouldn't, I don't know if I should say this one, it might be too much, but you wouldn't ask a Holocaust survivor to describe the plot of Schindler's List. You wouldn't. You wouldn't ask Harry S. Truman to describe the plot of The Truman Show. My goodness. The 90s were a great decade for movies. Do you get my point though? You wouldn't ask two star-crossed teenage lovers who don't even have the capacity to wait 5 seconds to see if the other one wakes up to describe the plot of Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet. It's too personal. You wouldn't ask an insomniac in the Northwest to describe the plot of Sleepless in Seattle. You wouldn't ask someone who has really pointy hands to describe Edward Scissorhands. You wouldn't ask someone who doesn't remember anything to describe the plot of Total Recall. You wouldn't ask someone who has really bad instincts to describe Basic Instinct. You wouldn't ask someone on Monday to describe the plot of Friday. You wouldn't ask someone next Monday to describe the plot of next Friday. You wouldn't ask someone who had a clue to describe Clueless. You wouldn't ask a free-spending public Irishman to describe the plot of Saving Private Ryan. You wouldn't ask 9 to describe 7 because of the eating scene in the movie and because 7, 8, 9. You wouldn't ask a sedentary logging executive to describe Forrest Gump. You wouldn't ask a girl's panting uncontrollably to describe waiting to exhale. You wouldn't ask a dinosaur who's still captive to describe Jurassic Park. You wouldn't ask uncommon people who have great alibis to describe the usual suspects. You wouldn't ask a clam to describe Casino. You wouldn't ask someone with ESP to describe The Sixth Sense. You wouldn't ask a lady in red to describe Men in Black. You wouldn't ask bad guys to describe Goodfellas. You wouldn't ask Sandra Oh to describe the plot of Malcolm X. Do you get my point, or do I need to keep going?
You definitely do not need to keep going.
Thank you for that, Punxsutawney. Thank you for that, Punxsutawney. I can tell you that groundhog awareness and 90s movies are both passions of yours.
Yeah, why don't you start over and say the exact same thing again, huh?
Dan, I do care about groundhog awareness and 90s movies, but you know what's a bigger passion of mine? Being treated with respect. And I can't tolerate this from your co-host.
Punxsutawney, I have to apologize. Our usual host is out today, and...
Hey, they pulled me out of the audience. I don't even know what I'm doing up here, man.
Wait, what? Why'd you just say that?
I'm sorry. They made me say those awful things. I love groundhogs. You're so cute, and you have such elaborate lives.
Thank you. Read our book, everyone, and fuck Bill Murray!
Let's go to a break, folks, and when we come back, Carrot Top!
Babe?
Yeah?
You're going viral?
So I am.
And our book is number 4 on the Amazon nonfiction bestseller list.
So it is. But I can't believe I missed our pup's first day.
It was worth it. You know, 5 or 6 more weeks and they'll be out of the house.
That quick, huh?
Yep. And once the media attention dies down, it'll be awfully lonely in here.
I love you, Phyllis. Let's keep our lives rich and complicated.
I love you too, Punxsutawney. Why don't you just take another shower?
This has been 5 Beats Per Minute and 37 Degrees Fahrenheit, written by David H. Rosen, directed by Danielle Candler Rhodes, featuring Chris Emmanuel, Elena Lozonski, and Lee Tyler. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, April 1st, 2024. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram, like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook, and you can find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.